This next segment right here might not be for the faint of heart.
I'm gonna get my trailer washed out. Now we gotta sort some cattle.
Here's your bull.
Hey everybody, good morning. Let's get the day started. I'm leaving where we stay over here in Queen Creek, headed to the ranch right now, and we'll see what happens when we get there. We've got a few things planned. My big thing is to get home today. Let's see what time we can make that happen. Come on, let's go. Hey, I'm at the ranch. I'm gonna get my trailer washed out. The good thing is, I don't have to do it. Ken's gonna do it.
Hey, Ken.
Come out pretty good.
Yeah.
My uncle's putting an alternator on his truck. My dad pulled in and said we had cattle that were out and they were in the landfill. There's a landfill right over here in the corner of one of our pastures for the city of Apache Junction, and I guess we've got some steers up in the landfill. So my dad drove around there on the highway, and I'm going to jump on a quad and go across the backcountry here and see if we can find those steers in there and get them out. This is a pretty nice shirt. I like it. And I'm going to change it real quick into another one so that I don't tear this shirt up going through that brush over there. 2010, this shirt's been hanging in my truck. I think there's a reason Wrangler doesn't use this material anymore. I like this, but I don't know about the stripes. Little roadside cuisine right here. I ate too much. I ate a hot dog and a brownie and had a drink. Stuffed. Now we gotta sort some cattle, but I want a nap. How many of you eat too much at lunchtime and feel like you need to take a nap? Make a comment below.
Hey. What about him? Go in with him. Here's another one. Here's your bull.
Hey, so today we've been working some cattle that we gathered out of a little trap out here, putting them through the squeeze chute and cutting their horns off. This next segment right here might not be for the faint of heart. But it is a true fact of running cattle. What you have to do. Not only with roping cattle, but they do this with every animal that grows horns has to go through this process. So anyway, that's the process. We're doing about 35 of these big steers today. We just weighed them. They weigh right at 600 pounds. So they'll get their horns cut off. They'll get turned out on another part of the ranch for about another month, and then we'll load them and send them to the feedlot in Texas. Let's head this rig north and go home. Another fuel stop.
Good
Hey, so I was on my way home from the desert, and look who I found.
Hi. Are you online, or are you just
what you guys doing here? And we all decided to stop here and eat a little bit, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, birthday girl.
Let me get with Jessica.
When's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. How old are you going to be?
7.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Lots of choices.
You going to be able to eat all that? Let's go. Come on.
Home sweet home.
Yeah, home sweet home. And I'm tired of a day that started way too early and went way too late. We've been doing that a lot lately, huh?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay, well, you know what? You can be assured we'll do it again tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Flake out.
Ain't no feeling like cowmobiling. Gotta keep telling yourself that so you don't get sick of it.
Time to load the cattle.